Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Any business person that I talk to, any business person that you talk to, anyone that you know that's in business will tell you the same thing. It's really difficult. It's really challenging to be in business. Every single day challenges you. And every once in a while, when we're in business, it just brings us down. It puts us in a negative position where we're thinking incorrectly, when we're thinking about, oh, this is so terrible, this is so hard, why am I doing this? I can't tell you how many times I hear that. And my response is always the same. You've got to change your thinking. When you wake up in the morning, you have to say these words: what can I do? What can I do to make my business better? What can I do to encourage and motivate my employees? What can I do to reach my customers? It doesn't matter what the scenario is. You have to say, what can I do? And then put whatever words behind it that's necessary. If you are thinking correctly and you are challenging your brain and you are always saying, what can I do? You're going to find that you're going to find the answers. If you say to yourself, oh, this is so hard, this is so difficult, I don't know why I'm in business, I don't know why I'm doing this, of course it's going to be hard, because you're sending the message to your body, to your brain, that it's difficult, rather than thinking about how challenging it is. How did you get to be where you are? You didn't get to be in business, you didn't get to make a profit, you didn't become successful because you sat back and you were passive. You became successful because you were at it every single day, because you fought the good fight, because you took on all obstacles, because you took on every single negative thing that happened. And in business, things do happen. We lose key in people. We lose key customers. We are in a situation where the day is just not going well. Everything seems like it's falling apart. And when that does happen, you must stop and you must think and say to yourself, what can I do to make this right? And it's not only you, it's also your coworkers, your employees. It's the one question that you need to teach them every single day. You need to teach them to say, what can I do to make things better? What can I do to get it right? What can I do to help the company? What can I do to make the company profitable? People need to understand that they're not just working for you, they're actually right in the mix with you. If you are not successful, if you're not making money, how do you meet payroll? How do you give raises? How do you give bonuses? So when someone comes to you with a negative thought about how terrible it was, or someone did something to someone, or it wasn't going their way, calm them down, have a conversation with them, and ask them, so tell me, what can we do about this? We want to get everyone thinking. We want to get everyone in the same direction. We want to get everyone to help us understand exactly how we can make it better. And when we're doing that, we are taking our brain power and we are increasing it, because everybody's working at it. Now, you're not going to get everyone on the same page. That's just life. That's business. You're not going to get everyone thinking positively. But if you can get enough people to continually say, what can I do about it? You're going to find that business is a lot easier. Success is yours. There are fewer problems. And when someone comes to you and goes, I don't know what's going on, this is terrible, this happened, do the same thing. Say to them, you know, Freddie, it's been a difficult day, I get it, but what I want you to do is I want you to just go back to your office, go back to your desk, go back to what you were doing. I'm a little busy right now. Come back to me in 2 hours and give me a few solutions. Don't just perpetuate the problem. Don't just jump in and acknowledge that the problem is the end of the world. turn it around, make sure that person is thinking correctly, help them think correctly, and do that every single time, every single scenario, every single thing that you're doing. And what I'm asking is not easy. I have to do the same exact thing. What can I do to make it better? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.